Blog Talk Radio.
That beat again, folks. It's Thursday. It's Major League Baseball season. 90 degrees on the East Coast. It's like August came early. This is my favorite time of the week. Games on in the afternoon. Games on at night. I mean, this is what it's about. Let this song play a little bit. Yeah. Let it sink in. Come on, every week, Thursday night, you might as well be a dance party here at TrendBetting.com. Young kids today don't know anything about Hall & Oates, do they? All right, folks, welcome to the show. You know, I like to do a little bit of clowning around right there with Hall & Oates. You know I'm a big fan. Date predates me, shows my age. So what? Bands from Philly, I'm from Philly. Let's get busy. Welcome to the radio show, folks. Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Welcome once again to the show. Love it. It's my favorite time of the week. It's Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So games are just about to get underway. A little bit of a tricky schedule today when you had a doubleheader with the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. We passed on both of those games. Simple being there, sometimes reading lines, taking a look at some things. You know me, I don't really like to cap against unknown things. And when you have, you know, I mean, Chris Sale is usually an automatic. You've known me betting over the years, the last 2 years. When Chris Sale is on point, like he was today, he's virtually unbeatable. And he was again today. I think he finished up with 10 or 11 strikeouts. I think in the first game, the Baltimore Orioles struck out a total of 13 times. I know Crash Davis homered in the ninth to make it a 3-2 game, but that game really wasn't even close. They didn't even really threaten at all Sale. Sale was just amazing, amazing today. But again, when you're pitching against, you know, somebody who's got a Triple-A call-up, it's kind of hard to get a feel because the Chicago White Sox aren't, you know, the 26 Yankees there with their starting lineup. What I mean by that is they don't have enough to overcompensate. If you're looking at, you know, Jose Abreu, great hitter, Eaton leading off, fantastic player, but the overall lineup there is struggling to score runs. And when you haven't seen a pitcher, such as a AAA pitcher, is doing well in the minor leagues, getting that spot start call up there, you're not going to get to see everything in the way. There's not really any film work on them. You're really only going by eye vision. You know, you get to see them warm up, throw about 8 or 9 tosses, get up to the plate. You know, maybe you're talking to a teammate or two saying, hey, you know, what's he throwing up there? So I don't like to get in those situations very often on a spot start, especially with the young guy making a major league debut or maybe only a second or third start ever in the major league. So we passed on that. We actually would have lost the game if we did wager on it. Simple fact is, you know me, might as well be the nickname of Donnie First Five. I would have been on Chris Sale. And whenever that line is hovering around that minus 140-ish range, on the first five, I tend to go minus a half in the first five and take the run line because the value is going to push you to right around, you know, a pick'em or minus 105, minus 110 at the max on that. So if we would have taken Chris Sale today just for the first five, it's a good chance that we would have lost that game. You know, I didn't want to come on the air and say, hey, you know, we're taking Chris Sale, we're taking money line. We would have pushed. We would have had, minus one for the game or just money line for the game. No, we would have had Chris Sale, first five minus a half. It's a good thing we laid off there. And, again, got right back to it, even though the young kid from Baltimore was starting. Chicago White Sox don't hammer the baseball around and they didn't score for the first five innings, which is something I was afraid of, and that's why we did stay away from the game. Now, in the second game in that doubleheader, watching it with the White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles, the same type of thing was in effect. The young kid for Baltimore, which only had, I think he was going into his third start in the major leagues, had a very good Triple-A career, but again, going against another guy who was just a Triple-A call-up, you don't really know what you're going to get out of that situation. Baltimore handled them pretty easily, 6-3 in that game. But there was, I think, the leadoff home run there by Eaton, and that game made it 1-0. Baltimore came right back, made it 2-1. Chicago White Sox made it 3-2, I believe, if I'm correct there. But then they skated away with a 6-3 win in the final. So, and again, we did pass on the afternoon baseball games, and for good reason. If it's not really there, folks, you don't have to play it. Baseball season is thousands of games. I mean, every single game, it's every single day, you're looking at anywhere between, you know, 8 to 15 or 16 games at any given time, depending on rainouts, doubleheaders, you know, anything like that. So once again, take the smart approach there. If you don't really like the game, pass it on, move it on to tonight. We like one game that's this evening. It's going to be a late battle, National League West Coast game, and that's between the San Diego Padres and the Pittsburgh Pirates. I'm going to break down that game completely as we have a first five wager, and I'll let you know who we're taking and why we're taking it at that point. But once again, folks, welcome to the show, Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition. Once again, with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Welcome to the show, Guy Sports Talk Radio. You know what I love to bet, NCAA football, NCAA basketball, NFL. And we're going to talk a little bit of DraftKings down the line because I just finally being pushed on for my friends and, you know, couple of people online to check it out. A lot of my friends already do football, so I did want to check into it, was coerced into it. It's a lot of fun, and boy, oh boy, just like handicapping, folks, it takes time, it takes patience, and it doesn't come overnight. Because in the first five games, I mean, I'm not really playing for much money at all, just in some of these multipliers and doublers and, you know, just with a couple for 20 or 25 friends on there playing at low-level limits. Last night, just to give you a look at how Donnie Wrightside's doing in that so far, I mean, I can cap games. You know I can do that. So, I mean, it's a totally, totally different approach on what you're looking at. We did have a contest last night with 20 people in it, and your good boy DRS came in 19th place out of 20. So, I mean, that's the way it's going, but it is a lot of fun. I'm learning as I go, trying to pick up and, again, be a sponge, because in this business of gambling, selling picks, betting for a living, DFS, which is daily fantasy, that's really the future right now until gaming gets approved in all 50 states, because this is legal, and if you spend the time and put the appropriate amount of time in and smarts and learn that craft, it really, really honestly should pay off. So I'm going to pay a lot more attention. It's going to take me a long, long time, folks, before I'm giving advice on it or, you know, charging for plays or whatever that may be. You know, that's way down the line. But I'm getting my feet in on the ground floor, taking some advice, some really, really sharp guys. And we'll have a lot of fun with that as the Major League Baseball season goes over. Down the line, as you know, we do have two shows. We took off Monday. It was Memorial Day, so we had the cookout going. You know, the friends and family over. Beer was flowing. Alcohol was flowing. Cigars were getting smoked. Baseball was on all day long. It was a lot of fun. So, I mean, sorry we didn't have the show there. We typically like to get that going at noon on Mondays for our second show of the week, but we did pass that over. So, no big deal at this point. Now, taking a look there on the show again, Thursday night show, it's 8 o'clock. We do this every single week. I mean, that's automatic, unless it's Christmas Eve or New Year's Eve. This show is going to be here. It's also going to be on Mondays. Down the line, as you know, we are eventually going to take phone calls. The main thing I like to do with the show is recap what happens during the week so we can take a look forward to tonight and also over the weekend as well. The good part about starting with baseball season is there's still a lot of handicapping left to go for the evening when we come on at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. There's still going to be a lot of left coast games out there. Yes, I did say left coast. So we're going to take a look at a few of those tonight, go over some capping, some points. Now, as I said again, we only have one official play tonight, but there's some other good spots and even an over-under that I would like to pick on as well. Gambling tips on the show, folks, what we look for. Why is the line moving? Public versus Vegas, very, very important. I say it every single week in football season. One of the most important indicators is who's Joe Public taking in the NFL and also college football primetime games. You can always use that to your advantage. chances are the guy who's at the water cooler, he has the complete wrong approach on the game, and that's the guy you want to listen to and look at the other side. Also, coming down the line about myself, been in this game at least 20 years betting, online for 3 years with my site, RightSideValuePlays.com, and also our super site, TrendBetting.com. I like to take the 401k approach outside of baseball season. Baseball season, I do like to increase the wagers a little bit because there's a lot more games each day, and we do use a system that usually puts us in the right side there that we can hedge off and also continue to work and have a lot of fun because, hey, if you have a lot of plays and you're winning, it's a lot of fun. That's the way we like to look at it there. But at no time again are we just going to press and force the issue. Today there was a handful of games on. We only liked one simple spot here. We're going to stick with that. But again, we're going to go over some capping information on tonight's games that if you do feel the need to wager on some of those, we're going to put you on the right side, maybe give a little bit of information that might want to tip the scales in your favor there. Less is more in the approach, mainly during football season, no question about it. You know, as I said, I love NCAA, NFL, Major League Baseball, college basketball as well. Videos, been a little bit lackadaisical on those. You'll see those on my website and also on trendbetting.com. You can find me on Twitter at RightsideDP and on Facebook under the name of Donnie Rightside. Reach out, say hello. If you got a game you like, you have any information, just want to clown around, that's what Twitter is there for. It's an information highway. Use it to your advantage. Make some friends out there. Be a sponge. Learn as much as you can from as many people as you can. You never know down the line when that information is going to be useful. Take a look at some baseball information as of last night. If you were following along on the website or on Twitter, you did see me tweeting out a few different plays. I really loved yesterday that Pittsburgh Pirates first five that Gerrit Cole on the mound versus Brad Hand of the Florida Marlins. Gerrit Cole was sensational yesterday, but they did lose that first five. We took it on the run line -135, but we did give out a bonus play of the Pittsburgh Pirates, which is rare, for the full game, -1, not -1.5, which would have paid more, but we were happy with the -142, -1 winner to close that out. And then we moved along to the nightcap game, had one game picked out and zeroed in on. That was the St. Louis Cardinals with big man Lance Lynn on the mound versus gas can Josh Colemanter. Interesting part of that game is right away, Colton Wong homered in the bottom of the first inning to give us a 1-0 lead, and I believe it was Mark Reynolds in the second inning singled home Yadier Molina to give us a 2-0 lead. But that game really should have been stretched out by the St. Louis Cardinals. They should have put up 5 to 6 runs over that first five innings. We did get a little bit lucky, and what I mean by lucky is, we had bases loaded. And when I say we, it's the St. Louis Cardinals. Bases loaded with one out at one point and a double play ball. I think it was a 6-4-3. It wasn't even a 6-4-3. Excuse me. Pop up by Jason Hayward with bases loaded at one out to make it two outs. And then, of course, the pitcher came up and could not get the job done. So it stayed at 2-1 heading into the top of the fifth inning. The Arizona Diamondbacks, which is always the case, it seems like when I take wagers that are on the run line of -0.5, you have a one-run cushion. If they would have pushed home any more, it would have been nice. You could have, somebody could hit a solo shot, a double in the gap to drive in a run. You still had that cushion. But a 2-1, you didn't have any cushion. But the best part about it was Lance Lynn did his job in the previous inning to get the 8-hole hitter out to end the inning, which meant Josh Colemanter was going to start off the top of the fifth inning. He quickly made an out as well as the leadoff batter in Ciarte. So there was two outs there. And, of course, what always happens, drop-down bunt there. So the guy's on first base. And the only guy you don't want to see up in that with two outs, a man on board, is Goldie, Paul Goldschmidt. Many, many times in the past, he's won games for me and he's lost games for me just by jacking home runs and big, big two-out hits. Late in crunch time situations there, they did end up walking him and also walking the next batter. So it was, it was first and second base on there. Yasmani Tomas was up at the plate, and he had a full count and a great play by Colton Wong at second base on a line drive, knocked it down, gathered itself in, and threw out Tomas at first base, which gave us the win at 2-1. Now as that game did progress, Jason Hayward, you see me on Twitter, I'm not a really big fan of the guy's plays. He made a crucial error on misreading a fly ball in right field, letting the ball get by him, which was 3-2 with the Arizona Diamondbacks heading in late into that game, into the ninth. And then actually Jason Hayward made a nice play at the plate and hit a solo blast, and that game ended quickly there as the Cardinals loaded up the bases, and a misplayed ball by the Arizona Diamondbacks gave us the push on the full game at -1, and I believe that was at -120, so it was pretty good there. So ending the overall day yesterday at 2-1-1, not bad, but as I said again, damn it, I wanted that Pittsburgh first five with Gerrit Cole. I really, really liked that game. Just didn't come in for us, but we'll take the overall 2-1-1 on the day. Take a look at some information tonight, folks. Before we get to that, the reason we're here, I like to talk about it each time I come on the radio, and that's the good folks at trendbetting.com, which I am a part of. If you haven't been to the site, folks, take a time out. Go to the website, trendbetting.com, click Burt's tab in the top right-hand corner. What that's going to do is allow you to filter through to the team of the decade. Owner, operator, CEO, good friend of mine, Lucky Lance Williams, does run a tight ship. It's a lot of good guys on here. It's just not some random, you know, slap it together 30 or 40 cappers. Nobody knows anybody. There's no camaraderie. There's no sharing of information. This is a good product here, folks. We're all friends. We all talk each day. If somebody sees a bit of information, we share it with somebody else. If we need to grab a play for later on tonight for a client of ours who's really looking at a certain game and one of us has an angle on it, we share that information with each other. If you go to the website, once again, it's trendbetting.com. Click on the experts tabs. I like to say it's a one-stop shop, and what I mean by that is every single person on this website can cater to a different section of our clients. You know, Major League Baseball, hockey, basketball, soccer, golf, MMA, mixed martial arts, boxing, anything you need, tennis, we have that all there for you. The lineup speaks for itself. As I said again, with Lucky Lance Williams, myself, Donnie Wrightside, CJ the Razor, Alex the AK-47, MMAJ, Travis the Hitman, Terry, Jeff Brandeis, the Saffinator, Frank Buzz, and also Brian Perks. Payoff with Perks. You did hear him on the radio show, and he is a NASCAR aficionado. Now, coming up there, Jeffrey Brandeis, Triple Crown, it's back in effect this year. Next week is the Belmont. You're not going to want to miss out on what Jeff has. So go to the website there if you're a horse racing fan. If you're not a horse racing fan, if you're just a fan of money, go to the website, check us out at teamtrendbetting.com. Click on the experts tab. Everybody's right there. Prices are cheap and affordable. You see Lucky Lance Williams on Twitter, on Facebook. Say hello to the guy. There's always great deals that are available and also can be negotiated into something long-term if that's your plan. So once again, folks, go to trendbetting.com. Click on the experts tabs. The only one guy you need on there, as I like to say, is myself, Donnie Wrightside, best-looking guy on that website. If you like what I have to offer, click on the tab there, and let's get this party started. Folks, we're going to take a very, very quick break because we have a lot of Major League Baseball to go over and also take a look at what's going to happen later tonight and into tomorrow. Stay tuned here, folks, with us. Long Shots Radio Primetime Major League Baseball Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Hey, folks, Donnie Wrightside from Long Shots Radio. Struggling with your picks out there? Filling your bankroll up? A little bit of a struggle for you? Put the experts at trendbetting.com to work for you. Go to trendbetting.com. It's a full-service site. Click on the experts tabs. Everything is there for what you need to build that bankroll the right way. NCAA basketball and football, National Football League, NBA, NHL, MMA, mixed martial arts. We have every single thing that you need. Once again, folks, go to trendbetting.com. Click on the experts tabs. Lucky Lance Williams, CJ the Razor, Alex the AK-47, MMAJ, Travis Terry, Jeff Brandeis, Frank Buzz, and the Saffinator, along with myself, Donnie Wrightside, experts in the industry. Put them to work for you. Trendbetting.com. Click on the experts tabs. You can get in for as cheap as $249 a month. Specials going on all the time. Once again, folks, trendbetting.com for all your needs in the business. Trust me, Donnie Wrightside, when I say we're going to put you on the right side at trendbetting.com. Hey, folks, this is Donnie Wrightside, host of Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition on trendbetting.com. Have you ever wondered how to get access to my information on plays? I am exclusive at trendbetting.com. Click on the experts tab. You'll see my picture there. Click on Donnie Wrightside, and you will get full access to my plays. NCAA basketball, NCAA football, award-winning Major League Baseball, and of course, NFL action. I've been in business for over 20 years and have found a great home here at trendbetting.com. Once again, go to the website, trendbetting.com, click on the experts tab. Prices cheap and affordable. We take the 401k approach where less is more. Come get all access to my plays, trendbetting.com, and we'll see you on the right side. All right, folks, welcome back to the show, Long Shots Radio, Primetime Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Let's get down and dirty and right into the good stuff for us. Let's take a look around Major League Baseball since I haven't talked to you folks for a week. Some interesting things have gone on the base pass. If we take a look at the overall standings in the American League East, those New York Yankees sitting atop the division by a game and a half at 25-22 over the Tampa Bay Rays, followed by the Baltimore Orioles, Toronto Blue Jays, and bringing up the rear in a disappointing season so far is your Boston Red Sox at 21-26. In the American League Central, the Kansas City Royals, which are looking really good there. I do think they are the class right now of the American League Central at 28-18. But once again, sitting right behind those pesky Minnesota Twins, right behind the Kansas City Royals. As you know, you've talked to me in the past, a lot of people come up, hey, man, what do you think about this upcoming baseball season? What do you think is going to happen? My dark horse, as you know, is the Minnesota Twins. Maybe not winning the division there over the Kansas City Royals, but I do think they sneak in the back door and at least get a wild card. I love the way that lineup's put together. And sometimes when you fire a good manager there, you just, you know, his good baseball team, good baseball mind, it usually jumpstarts the team, and that looks like what's going on right now. They're getting timely hitting from veterans. It's just a good baseball team, fundamentally up and down, getting some good starting pitching, as well as a solid bullpen to go along with that team. So keep your eye on, folks, those pesky Minnesota Twins there. Followed by the Twins are the Detroit Tigers, the Chicago White Sox, and the Cleveland Indians. That is a talented division from top to bottom. If you look at it with Kansas City, Minnesota, Detroit, Chi Sox, and the Cleveland Indians. When the Indians are bringing up the rear with that talented lineup there, Corey Kluber on the mound, I mean, that's a really, really tight wound division that you're going to want to keep an eye on as the season goes along. American League West, the Houston, surprising, I should say, Houston Astros at 30-18. Last year, I believe, had baseball's worst record. The Seattle Mariners at 23-23. Los Angeles Angels, 23-24. Texas Rangers, same record, 23-24. And bringing up the bottom is one of my favorite teams in Major League Baseball, even though they struggle and they disappoint me most of the time because they just can't score a damn run in the first five innings. That is your Oakland Athletics there. We'll continue to bet them because I do think there's value in a lot of situations there once that team breaks out of its hitting funk. Do have a solid lineup 1-9, even though they did lose Coco Crisp. I don't know for how long, but anytime you have neck issues, you're probably going to be shelved, but Billy Burns filled in very admirably and probably even better than Coco Crisp would have been. So we'll see how well Billy Burns does in that leadoff spot as the season progresses. Heading over to the National League, the Washington Nationals, the class to me of the National League, followed by the Dodgers, even though they're not really, you know, scoring too many runs right now. I think those two teams are going to battle down the stretch. Bryce Harper is outrageous. 18 home runs already on the season, hitting close to 350. I mean, this kid is absolutely amazing at only 22 years old. Looks like he's only getting better. Bit of bad information there for the Washington Nationals today. A small CT scan of the wrist of Jason Worth did show a few small breaks there. So it looks like he's possibly headed for surgery and out until at least August at this point. So that is a big blow for a lineup there that, you know, they already have a lot of punch, and that's another left hook straight to the opponent's jaw there. But the only thing that's going to give him a little bit of a boost, I would say, is if Anthony Rendon can come off the DL and provide that boost at third base to cover the power for Jason Worth. Once that team gets completely healthy and Strasburg and Gio Gonzalez actually find themselves, boy, they're going to be tough to deal with going down the stretch. I have the Nationals winning the National League regardless of any injuries or Strasburg struggles right now. I just think that overall, top to bottom, when healthy and when getting right on the field, they are the best team in the National League, in my opinion. New York Mets in those six arms there, right behind them at 27 and 21. Again, a bit of bad information since the last time we did take the radio. With David Wright at third base, he also, like Coco Crisp, I believe this one's a little bit different with a cervical, I believe, narrowing of the spine. I think that's what they were calling it last year. So that might even be a career-ending injury to one of my favorite players, even though I don't like the Mets one bit. Don't like really anything that comes out of New York City. But, hey, I'm a Philly-type guy. But David Wright always played the game the right way, played it hard, and I did like him a lot of hopefully that he can come back because he's a key component to that baseball team, and they can make a run. Anytime you got arms like that, you can definitely make a run at a division and at a playoff spot. Below them is the Atlanta Braves, followed by the Philadelphia Phillies, who climbed out of the basement on top of those disappointing Florida Marlins, who are hanging there at 18-30 with the GM, who's never managed before, as their manager day-to-day. So let's see Dan Jennings get the Miami Marlins out of the basement. That could be quite impressive. But right now, they're in a complete free fall in their last 10 games, coming in at a clip of 2-8. National League Central, St. Louis Cardinals. Seems like everybody's getting bad beats and bad news these days. Obviously, you know about Adam Wainwright being out for the season, but Matt Adams just went down with a torn quad. Looks like he's out 3 to 4 months, which basically tells you he's out for the remainder of the year. Those rising Chicago Cubbies at 25-21. Followed by the Buccos at 24-22, disappointing Cincinnati and Milwaukee at 19-27 and 16-32, respectively. The NL West, one of the best divisions to me, if you're looking at the top three teams, just keeping it interesting there. The LA Dodgers at 28-18, the surging San Francisco Giants 8-2 in their last 10 at 28-20. Those San Diego Padres at 23-25 are going to be in action a little bit later this evening. When we did go over some of the games that were on earlier today, as we talked about the White Sox won game one with Chris Sale coming in as a small favorite at -128, 3-2 victory, followed by in the nightcap, or I should say the dusk cap, Baltimore is a heavy favorite at -175. So, I mean, I really didn't have any way, you know, back or forth that I'm going to cap a game at -175 when there's too many unknowns in that game, especially in the back end of a doubleheader. Even though I do know there are some people who like to bet that second end of the doubleheader, regardless, just on the team that lost the first game to try to balance it out. Now, I mean, hey, it might work out or might sound like a good plan, but not really up to, you know, percentages or averages there. I like to take each game on its own and bet that side to what I think is going to be the most profitable source. But then again, if I don't know enough about the information on pitching, as well as, you know, who's going to be in that starting lineup or who's, you know, worn down for the day or doesn't care about the game. And since it was just a hit it and quit it, as I like to say, they just had a one-day flew in for the doubleheader and flew out, you never really know whose mind is on what there. So we stayed away, and rightfully so, as I said again on that first five with Chris Sale, we probably would have ended up with a 0-0 loss and stacked that on top of the pile of what typically takes place when we're taking a look. Getting into the games of a little bit later this evening, some good matchups out there that we're going to take a look at, and you know me, might as well nickname me, instead of Donnie Right Side, for in baseball season, should be called Donnie First Five, because I do think more of the value in the game is over the first five innings. It's a more static environment, played in a vacuum. You know who's starting. There's no bullpen, you know, hijinks there. Now, barring if a pitcher goes down, like Scott Kazmir did yesterday after three innings, you can't really, obviously, cap that type of an equation. But most starting pitchers, unless they're getting blasted and exit in the third inning down 6-0. If you had the full game, you probably lost that anyway if your starting pitcher got destroyed in that one. So looking ahead again, the first five innings for myself, I believe personally there is more value because you can pinpoint certain things. If a starting pitcher is a left-handed pitcher, maybe the opposing team stacks with you know, let's just say it's the American League, 8 out of 9 righties. You might have a good figure on that. A game that happened just a few nights ago, I believe it was Sunday. I don't really know the exact day, but they Texas Rangers were at the Cleveland Indians. And in that game, we had the Cleveland Indians first five. Right off the bat, Prince Fielder hit a two-run jack. And I believe, I can't remember exactly, but they did hit another solo home run that inning to make it 3-0. So it was just about counting that game as out, and I didn't really have a chance at that game. Well, they did take the lead 5-3, the Cleveland Indians, and ended up knocking out the starter for the Texas Rangers in that ball game. Now, the only problem with that is the Texans, Texas Rangers brought in a lefty sidewinder there with a lineup that was stacked with all left-handed bats. Well, he came in and did a pretty good job in there to hold it down for the remainder of the next 2.5 innings. Now, it ended up, I believe, 7-7, so we lost on the run line there. But case in point, when it's in a vacuum there, sometimes I don't want to see that picture exit too quickly there because I think we can get an advantage upon betting on what you're actually looking at before the game, and that's a righty-lefty stack. How does this hitter match up against this pitcher? How's the pitcher been the last couple of games in the starter? Has he only gone 4.5 innings? Does he go 6.5 innings? So it's a lot more betting in a vacuum, which I like to do because I think that puts me on the right side more than not because you're dealing with certainties as opposed to what might happen throughout the equation. Now, taking a look at some games a little bit later tonight, some interesting stuff just kicking off right now. Another type of environment that we don't like to go into. Nick Martinez has been sensational for Texas. He's coming up as a dog tonight versus a young guy getting his first start with Rodriguez for the Boston Red Sox. Again, this kid supposedly has electric stuff. If you look at his strikeout ratio, it's very good in AAA, and he's getting his first appearance tonight. So if you're taking a look over those first five innings, you know, you might have to go 3.5 or 4 innings before these guys get a really good look and figure out what this kid likes to throw. And if you're looking at the game right now, it's the top of the second inning at 0-0, and the kid from Boston did mow down Texas 1-2-3 in the first. So we'll see how that all plays out. And Texas is threatening right now with 2-1 and 1 out in the top of the second. Going over the games tonight, CC Sabathia is going against Graveman for Oakland. That's two gas cans to me on the mound. CC Sabathia, who on Saturday we faded, got destroyed by the Texas Rangers, and that was an easy winner. I believe we finished that up at +155, who Nick Martinez is on the mound for Texas right now. He was the starting pitcher to get that win in the Bronx, and that was as easy as it can be done. Buck Farmer making another reintroduction into the major leagues, starting for Detroit, going against C.J. Wilson tonight. Pittsburgh, A.J. Burnett, who's been phenomenal this year, going against Ian Kennedy. Chris Kluber of the Cleveland Indians and going after my man Paxton from the Seattle Mariners. And that's coming in right at a lot of line movement there. Kluber was the heavy favorite all day long, even with Robbie Cano out of the game. That line continues to shift in Seattle's favor. So that's going to be one to keep an eye on. Ace of the staff for Atlanta, Shelby Miller, going against Heston for the San Francisco Giants. So what we're going to do, folks, just going to take one final quick break here on the show. We'll be back in about 2 minutes there. I just want to go over our play of the day and go over some bits of information that we're taking a look tonight. So stay tuned. It's Long Shots Radio, Major League Baseball Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Hey, folks, Donnie Wrightside from Long Shots Radio. Struggling with your picks out there, filling your bankroll up, a little bit of a struggle for you, put the experts at trendbetting.com to work for you. Go to trendbetting.com. It's a full-service site. Click on the experts tabs. Everything is there for what you need to build that bankroll the right way. NCAA basketball and football, National Football League, NBA, NHL, MMA, mixed martial arts. We have every single thing that you need. Once again, folks, go to trendbetting.com. Click on the experts tabs. Lucky Lance Williams, CJ the Razor, Alex the AK-47, MMAJ, Travis Terry, Jeff Brandeis, Frank Buzz, and the Saffinator, along with myself, Donnie Wrightside, experts in the industry, put them to work for you. Trendbetting.com. Click on the experts tabs. You can get in for as cheap as $249 a month. Specials going on all the time. Once again, folks, trendbetting.com for all your needs in the business. Trust me, Donnie Wrightside, when I say we're going to put you on the right side at trendbetting.com. Hey, folks, this is Donnie Wrightside, host of Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition on TrendBetting.com. Have you ever wondered how to get access to my information on plays? I am exclusive at TrendBetting.com. Click on the Experts tab. You'll see my picture there. Click on Donnie Wrightside, and you will get full access to my plays. NCAA basketball, NCAA football, award-winning Major League Baseball, and, of course, NFL action. I've been in business for over 20 years. And have found a great home here at TrendBetting.com. Once again, go to the website, TrendBetting.com. Click on the Experts tab. Prices cheap and affordable. We take the 401k approach where less is more. Come get all access to my plays, TrendBetting.com, and we'll see you on the right side. All right, folks, welcome back to the show, Long Shots Radio Primetime Major League Baseball Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Let's get right into the good stuff tonight. We had only one-star action play tonight, and that's going to come on the West Coast starting at 10 o'clock, and that is going to be between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the San Diego Padres. Right now, that current line is sitting at minus 131 for the full game. And as you know, we are all about those first fives. We're sitting at minus 133. To give you a little bit of an idea, we locked this game in at Pittsburgh, minus 127 on the money line. Taking a look, I like to look at a lot of different equations when going into a game, looking at it with the starting lineups in itself. You got to make sure that there is a potent starting lineup even after checking out the pitching matchups, which we're going to take a look at in just a few moments. Looking at the lineups on itself, Josh Harrison, Neil Walker, Andrew McCutchen, Starling Marte, Jung-Ho Kang, Pedro Alvarez, Gregory Polanco, Francisco Cervelli. Very, very good lineup. Now, the reason I like this lineup as well is you have a good mix of balance, power, and speed. And when you're playing in Petco Ballpark tonight there, as you know, that is a big cavern. So there's a lot of alleys out there. One of the fastest outfields in the business. Gregory Polanco, Andrew McCutchen, and also, who's it? Let me see who's up there. It's McCutchen. Marte, excuse me. I don't know why that my brain froze right there. Starling Marte. So if there's a lot of gaps out there, they got to watch out for. They can cover those. It's going to be, you know, if you need that action, not a lot of home runs at Petco Ballpark typically. Now I know it's been up a little bit this year because San Diego actually has a competent ball club. But taking a look at it overall, you're going to win with speed, and that's what I expect them to do this evening. So that's a strong, strong lineup. Now, also with looking at that, there's a couple different equations that I like to go over because when looking at a game on its end, it's one thing to look at that lineup, say it's a strong lineup. They have, you know, an A-plus grade out there. That's one of their stronger lineups that they can place into the field. You also want to look at pitching matchups there. With A.J. Burnett, he's 4-1 this year, 1.37 ERA. Taking a look at a little bit closer on our matchup report between Kennedy and Burnett before we get into the overall hitting numbers itself. On the season, again, it's 1.37 for A.J. Burnett. He averages 6.6 innings per start, which is phenomenal. 4-1 overall. More importantly, his road starts 1.11 with a walks and hits to innings pitched at under 1 and is 2-0 on the road in his five starts. Last three starts combined, 0.86 ERA. A.J. Burnett is on certifiable fire at this point. Taking a look Who he is opposed by is Ian Kennedy, a 6.11 ERA, and that's with a whip of 1.387. At home in that cavernous ballpark, you'd like to think that he would be settled in and dominating because it's hard to score there. The opposite, folks, 8.15 ERA at home, 1.47 on the whip, 1-2 overall in four games. He's only averaging going 4.5 innings per start at home. And if you're asking if he's a hot pitcher, maybe got his act together. Last three starts, 7.47 ERA, 0-3 in the three games that he's pitched. Average going 5.13 innings, and his walks and hits to innings pitches 1.5 in his last three. Just to give you a good look of how they're actually doing. The last three, A.J. Burnett faced the Mets, Cubs, and Phillies, 7 innings, 1 run. 7 innings, no runs. 7 innings, 2 runs. You are going to be in the ball game this evening. There's no question about that. Taking a look at Ian Kennedy's last three versus the L.A. Dodgers. Did have a good outing there, even though the Dodgers are struggling. Six innings, two earned runs. The game before that, the Washington Nationals brought their bats. 5 innings, 6 earned runs. Before that, the Seattle Mariners in that cavern ballpark. He didn't even last 5 innings, gave up 8 hits and 5 earned runs. So he is super struggling heading into this ball game tonight. But when I like to look to see and grade, and let's just say, you know, going up against another pitcher, I do like to see, as we like to say, familiarity with these type of plays. Ian Kennedy with Josh Harrison leading off. Josh Harrison, not too bad, hitting .667 off Ian Kennedy. That's your leadoff batter. Neil Walker, good second baseman. What's he doing against Ian Kennedy? .444 lifetime average off him. Andrew McCutchen, all-star MVP candidate. What's he doing off Ian Kennedy? .400. That's your top three batters. Just to go down maybe one more there. Ian Kennedy versus Starling Marte, he's only 1-for-5, but his one hit has been a jack. That's the top four guys that you're looking at right there going versus Ian Kennedy. They own him. I look for them to own him once more tonight. So as I said, our top play this evening and our only play is the Pittsburgh Pirates on the money line. First 5 innings, -127. As I said, when that line creeps up somewhere around 140-ish, we like to take the run line at -0.5 and buy that back down. On the flip side there, if we like a matchup there and we're getting, let's just say, you know, money line is +150 or so, a lot of times we might take that run line +0.5 and grab maybe at +110. +105, something like that, just to put a little bit more insurance in our pocket. But looking at the overall game tonight, the Pittsburgh Pirates, A.J. Burnett over Ian Kennedy for that first five. Also, another little bonus play. We're not playing it tonight, but something that did catch my attention. The two gas cans in Oakland, it's going to be a 6-alarm blaze out there from what I'm looking at. Even though Oakland can't score against anybody, I think they break the bats out tonight against a struggling CC Sabathia, and the Yankees can also put up their fair share of runs off of Graveman. Everything checks out really well there. We did look at a play of over 4 in the first 5 innings in the Yankees-Oakland Athletics game. We didn't officially take the play. I didn't put any money on that game myself, but just looking at the overall numbers, I think that play is definitely worthwhile if you want to get involved on that. So, I mean, today's show, nice 45-minute show to kick off the weekend there. Full slate of games tomorrow. Go to trendbetting.com, click on the experts tab. Go to Donnie Wright's side, go to Lucky Lance Williams, CJ the Razor, Alex the AK-47, MMAJ. We are all there for you, working hand-in-hand to build your bankroll the right way. So I just want to say again, go to trendbetting.com and click on the experts tabs. If you have any questions for me, myself, also have a website, rightsidevalueplays.com. Same plays that appear on that website are also on trendbetting.com. We're also a fully monitored service. It's very important, as I like to say, when we win, we tell you, and when we lose, we tell you as well, and that goes a long, long way to clients, friends, and families trusting you with their money, and again, in that 401k approach. So tonight, we're going to be looking at that Pittsburgh Pirate play, sitting back, you know, about to go out, sit on the deck, wait for that game to happen, grab a nice cocktail, most importantly, a very, very good cigar. As I know, if you follow me on Twitter or Facebook, more than half of my pictures that I post up are pictures of cigars. I am a cigar aficionado. I like to enjoy myself, and baseball season is the perfect time to do so. It's nice weather out there. It's humid weather out there. It's cigar weather out there. So let's put a little bit of money in our pocket today with that Pittsburgh Pirates money line, first five innings. Got a couple daily fantasy games going on tonight. I'm going to keep an eye on as well. But this is fun. I love bringing this show to you guys. I hope what you hear is worth your while. Maybe put a little bit of money in your pocket, sway your opinions, maybe push you in the right direction here or there. But once again, this is trendbetting.com, Long Shots Radio Primetime, Major League Baseball edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. We will be back at it again on Monday noon. Don't miss out on the show. We'll recap what happened during the weekend. Well, again, thanks again for listening to the show. Donnie Wrightside here with trendbetting.com, Long Shots Radio, Primetime Major League Baseball edition. Folks, have a great evening, profit over the weekend, and I'm going to talk to you folks on Monday.